What's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya O'Keel. Y'all come on in. Come on in, baby. Welcome back to another video. Come on in. Come on in. If you are new to the Divine Ones family, I want to welcome you. Come right on in, baby. When you come in, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like button, baby. Put your location below in the comments so we can see where you're tuning in from, where you're watching from, because God said we got Divine Ones from all over the world, baby. If you are new to me, I am Latoya O'Keel. I am a master life coach, a spiritual leader, and a business mentor. This channel right here, baby, it's all about creating leaders for the kingdom of God. So if you know and you believe that this is your season to rise up and to become the leader that you was divinely created to be, then I came to let you know, baby, that you're in the right place. This is the right time. This is the right channel. Come on in. Come on in, baby. So I just had to pop on here real quick. Bring y'all this quick message that God just dropped in my spirit. God, Holy Spirit is interesting the way he speaks to his people, the way he speaks to his children. Because I'm going to tell y'all how this word even came about. I was supposed to be taking a shower right now, just getting ready to relax because I had just got my 10,000 steps in. Just got my 10,000 steps in for the day. And so I was feeling good, had a lot of energy. And this is how I ended up. This is how I ended up being a change of plans, and I ended up running up here to my office, setting my stuff up so I could make this video for y'all, because the Holy Spirit began to speak and he said, before you jump in that shower, baby, I need you to get on this video. I need you to come on here and speak this to my people. This is when you know that God has called you to something that's bigger than you, because it don't even be about you and what you got to do and what you had planned, because Holy Spirit will come in and flip the script and say, hey, I need you over here. To those of you that know, look, if you know, you know, he'll flip the script, tell you, I need you to come on over here because I need you to do some work over here. I need you to give a word to my people. So here I am, Lord. So let me tell y'all how this message even came about. So I was making a drink. So to those of you that don't know, I have been on a health and wellness journey. And it's not just a journey, but it is a lifestyle. I have taken on a health and wellness lifestyle to where I'm preparing healthier meals for me, for the children, just for the whole family. Just getting centered, making health and wellness the center so that we can be here as long as God allows us to be here. And while we're here, we can be healthy and God can maximize our bodies as vessels for his kingdom and use us to the fullest capability that he wants and desires to use us. And so I've been eating healthy, been prioritizing health and wellness, been walking and drinking more water and eating healthier foods. And so I was making a drink. I had made a drink just a few minutes ago. And with the drink, I've actually made a video about this before. It's the ice caramel protein coffee drink that I drink. And what I did was I took some coffee, I brewed some coffee. I put some Premier Protein caramel protein shake. I mixed that in with the coffee. I put some stevia in there, some all natural stevia. And I put 2 pumps of the French vanilla non-dairy creamer that I use. I put that in there. So I put all my stuff in my drink and I put some ice in there. And then I put some whipped cream. I put a little no sugar, keto friendly whipped cream on top of it. And I stirred it all up and I started drinking and I was like, this is good. Like it was good. Like it was really good. And I'm like, the way this drink tastes, this drink is so good that it don't even taste like it should be healthy. It tastes like it is bad for me. Like it just tasted too good. Y'all know how you be thinking like healthy stuff is supposed to be nasty, or healthy stuff is supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to struggle to have to get it down. And as I was drinking the drink, Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He says, tell my people that I am changing your preferences. I am changing your taste buds. I am changing your desires. Because in that moment, I realized how deep the transformation was. Like sometimes you can be in transformation. You can be walking it. You can be doing it. And it ain't really hit you just how much you really have changed. It ain't really hit you just how much your preferences and your desires and your taste buds have really shifted and have really changed. Because as I was drinking the drink, like I said, it's interesting how Holy Spirit will speak to you and he can give you messages from anywhere. That's why we have to be locked in. We have to be tuned in. We can't be distracted. We have to pay attention. We have to be intentional with God because God is speaking. Somebody put that in the comments right now, baby, as you're watching this video. Put it in the comments. Say, God is speaking. God is speaking to his people. But the question is, are we available? Are we locked in? Are we being intentional with God? Are we paying attention so that we can hear him when he speak to us through all of these different channels and through all of these different ways? Because I'm a witness to y'all right here on this video that you could be doing something as simple as standing in your kitchen making a drink for yourself. You could be doing something as simple as walking outside or sitting on your back porch and the Holy Spirit can give you a message. It can come through any way. But if we're not paying attention, we'll miss it. And so look at how I'm able to come on here on this video and make this message and send it out into the world. And it's going to bless some people because I was paying attention and I heard what God said to me. So as I was making the drink, like I said, I was drinking it and I was thinking about how good it tasted and how much I enjoyed the drink. And like, I really enjoyed it. It gave me energy. It gave me a boost. And it tasted good. And I thought back to how in the old seasons of my life, how my mind was so far away from that. And I desired things that weren't healthy. I desired things that weren't good. I desired things like I had cravings and taste buds for stuff that when I drunk this stuff, that it would run my blood pressure up. It would put weight on me. It would make me sick. It would make me unhealthy. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, you are now in a different season of your life where because you have submitted your life to me, because you have given me your heart and your spirit, and you've allowed me to transform you. Put that in the comments, baby. Say transformation. This is what God is saying. He said, when you give me your heart, you give me your spirit, you allow me to transform you by the renewing of your mind. He said, I need you to understand that it's not just spiritual. It's not just a whole bunch of spiritual hoo-hoo, foo-foo. It's not just a whole bunch of religious stuff and church stuff. But God said, when I tell you I'm going to transform everything about you down to your taste buds, down to your little preferences on how you like this and how you like that, all of that stuff is going to change. And you're going to look up and you're going to be, I speak this prophetically over each and every one of you. You're going to look up and you're going to be in a season where you're going to be dressing different. You're going to be walking different. You're going to be talking different. You even going to be wearing your hair different. Because I didn't even think I would ever be in this season where I would be wearing my hair like this. Like God is changing. When I tell you he's changing every aspect of your life, down to the stuff that you used to think was ugly, the stuff you used to think was, oh, I would be called dead. Or the stuff you saying, like, I would never eat that. That's nasty. I don't eat such and such. I don't eat kale. I don't eat spinach. I don't drink all that smoothie stuff and all them juices and all that. I don't listen. Don't be saying what you don't do. Don't be saying what you ain't gonna try. Don't, because God say, I'm changing every aspect of your life. He's giving you new desires. He's giving you new taste buds. He's giving you new preferences. And when he say you're gonna be a whole new creation in him, God say, that's just what I mean. You're gonna be a whole new creation. So I just had to come on here and speak that to y'all, baby. That you're going to look up. If you keep going and you don't give up with God, you stay on this walk, you keep getting your transformation, you keep coming on this channel, you keep getting these messages, you keep showing up for the kingdom of God. Each message, you're being transformed. Each class, you're learning something different. Each video, each podcast, each time you show up and you give God your time, each time you pray, each time you write in your journal, each time you meditate, the enemy want to try to make you think that you're not making no progress and you're not getting nowhere. But I'm telling y'all, you're going to have a moment like I just had in my kitchen where it hit me and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he showed me how, woman, you are a completely different creature. You are not the same woman that you used to be. You don't desire to drink the stuff that you used to drink. You don't desire to eat the stuff that you used to eat. Come on now. God say, let me tell y'all how we know we don't... We don't even realize sometimes how unhealthy and how sick we are, because many times, because of our old mindset and because we're still in sin and we're still in the world, do you not know that you can desire and you can crave the very things that are making you sick? The very things that are deteriorating your health, that is deteriorating your spirit. You can be so sick in sin and you can be so caught up in the world that you will go after those things. You will crave those things. That's why it takes us giving our heart to God. It takes us being submitted to Him, and we have to pray and ask Him to give us new desires. Give us desires that's going to support our walk with Christ. Give us desires that's going to help us have a healthy body, a healthy mind, so that we can be here to serve God for as long as He allows us to be here. Because I'm telling y'all, until you get your transformation, until you let God renew you by your mindset, He renew your mindset, you're going to keep going after the things that's making you sick. You're going to keep going after the people that break your heart. You're going to keep going after the people that you know ain't no good for you. And have you ever wondered that? Like, why is it? I know this type of person ain't no good for me, but why is it that I go after Mr. Wrong or Mrs. Wrong? Like, men, and this go for men and women. You got to think about that sometime. Like, why? How is it that I know I shouldn't be doing that, but I keep doing it anyway? How is it that I know I shouldn't be eating that, but I keep eating it anyway? It's because you got to give your heart to God, baby. You got to give your spirit to God, and you got to let Him change your desires. You got to allow Him. Transformation is something that you have to allow. It is not something that God is going to force on you. I don't care how much God want to bless you. I don't care how much He has chosen you. I don't care how much destiny He got waiting on you, how much purpose He got waiting on you. You got to open up that door. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. If you hear my voice, He said, you got to open up and you got to let me come in. Transformation is something that you have to allow. God is not going to beat the door down and come in there and pull you by your ponytail, pull you by your do-rag. He ain't going to make you do it. Now, when you get ready and you surrender, and I want y'all to put that in the comments, baby. Say, I surrender. I surrender. Tell God you surrender. Tell God that you tired. You sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tell Him today, baby. Say, I surrender. If you know that you're tired of going after the things that's making you sick, you tired of going after the people that's keeping you stuck, you tired of going after the same type of man, same type of woman that always break your heart, that always disappoint you, that always leave you feeling down. See, that's how we know we need God, and that's how we know we need transformation, because we go after the things that make us sick. We go after the foods. We eat the foods. We crave the foods. Don't you know that there's something wrong with the body when the body craves food that makes it sick? When the body craves drinks that makes it sick? There is something wrong with the body. We need transformation. Come on now. Transformation is needed in the body of Christ. And I hear the Lord say that if you cry out to me today, if you surrender your life to me today, baby, He says, I will come in and I will change your desires. I will change your preferences. You won't prefer the same things that you used to prefer. You might have used to think that type of man was the bomb.com, but you, when God changed you, you ain't going to be looking at that kind of man no more. When God changed you, you ain't going to be looking at that kind of woman no more. And I see people that knew y'all in the old seasons of your life saying, man, why you ain't with this and with that? Or girl, why you ain't with this kind of man or that kind of man? And you know it's because you got the real transformation. You know it's because God came in and He changed your preferences. He changed your values. He gave you morals. He gave you now you walk with a spirit of self-respect. Now you carry yourself differently. Now you love this body. You treat this body with respect. You don't just put anything in this body. Now you, when God transformed you, you start paying attention to what you put in this body, what you drinking. And then what you're gonna find is, you know what? Because just like how I was when I was in the kitchen a few minutes ago, you're gonna have that moment with God where you be like, you know what? It ain't even that bad. I like this. It tastes good. Like, as I'm drinking the drink, I'm like, it ain't no way this drink tastes like this. Like, this drink is healthy. Isn't it? The old me is like, this ain't supposed to be this good. But God spoke to me. He said, you know why it's so good? Because I changed your taste buds. You know why you enjoy these walks now? You know why you enjoy these 10,000 steps now? Because I changed your spiritual DNA. I changed your mindset. I changed your preferences. Where I used to enjoy just laying around doing nothing, now I enjoy getting up, moving my body. Now I enjoy eating healthy foods. Now I enjoy preparing healthy, cute little snacks and stuff for my kids, cute little meals and stuff. Now I enjoy looking up new recipes. Oh, what new low-carb recipe can I try with the kids this week? Or new preferences, new desires. God says, I shall change you so, baby, till your family will not even be able to recognize you. Your mom and them, your dad and them, your cousin and them, I hear people saying, ain't no way you the same person. You mean to tell me you cooking now? You mean to tell me you eating healthy now? You mean to tell me you dressing like this now? You mean to tell? Yes, baby, because the Lord is changing your preferences. He's changing your desires and even down to your taste buds. He changing your taste buds, baby. Don't never say what you won't never do. Stop saying what ain't you. Stop saying what you don't do, because God is doing a new thing. Put it in the comments, baby. Say God is doing a new thing. He doing a new thing. And I want y'all to keep y'all ears and eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Be attentive to the Holy Spirit, because just like he just spoke to me in my kitchen, God gonna speak to y'all like that. And you got to make sure that you paying attention. Make sure that you are available and you're not so caught up in all of this stuff in the world that you don't be available for God to use you for his kingdom. God is changing your preferences. He's changing your desires. He's changing your taste buds, baby. For any man that is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. I love y'all so much. I pray that you meet me in Tallahassee, Florida, this coming June 7, 2024, the Divine One Seminar. We're going to be in Tallahassee, Florida. Make sure you go down in the description and click the link. Go to IamLatoyaOkia.com and sign up. I want to meet you live and in person in the room. It's time for you to get your transformation in real time in the room. Okay. It's time to rub elbows with greatness, baby. It's time to get in the room with other eagles. Bring your business cards, because we're going to be networking and connecting with one another. Iron sharpens iron. So this is your season to get in the room, baby, with other eagles, to meet your kingdom family live and in person. I tell y'all, baby, that when I walked in that room in Houston, Texas, for our last Divine One seminar, it was supernatural. Do y'all understand me? It was supernatural. The Spirit of God was so thick in that room. The Spirit of God was so deep in that room. I will never forget that. I will carry that with me for the rest of my life. Do y'all understand me? When I walked in that thing, baby, did nothing else matter. When I got in the room with my kingdom family, did nothing else matter. Baby, get in the room, because it is next level. I can try to tell you about it all I can on the video, but you got to get in the room so you can see it for yourself, so you can feel it for yourself. Go down below, click the link, go to IamLatoyaOkia.com. Tickets are going fast. Tickets are going quick, okay? So go ahead and secure your seat. Go ahead and get your ticket. When you buy the ticket, you're going to get inside of the program that we have, where we're giving you all the information. All of the information is going to be in there for you. The address, everything of the venue is going to be in there. But you got to get your ticket. You got to sign up right now, baby, before it's too late, okay? I love y'all so much. Remember what I told you. God is changing your preferences. He's changing your desires. He's changing your taste buds. He's changing everything about you. What you once was, you will no longer be. You are a new creation. I love you. I'm praying for you. And I'll see y'all next time.